News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, Jess Kelly is in the house with us this morning, and you're going to be talking to us about a thing called AI slop. It is one of the terms of the year, and it refers to junk created by AI. But explain how we interact with it, Jess.
Well, we're seeing it everywhere. I mentioned TikTok there a second ago, but if you're on any social platform these days, chances are you'll have scrolled past or maybe even engaged with content that has been produced by AI. This is very easy, very quick, very cheap to make. You can take to any of the platforms, create a video, a post, a piece of music, and put it out on social platforms. And the reason why it's important, there's a few reasons. Firstly, this is junk. The information is usually misinformation or disinformation. I, as a woman in my 30s, get an awful lot of AI slop of women, people, things that look like women created by AI, selling me vitamins, telling me that I can lose weight if I buy certain tea. All of this kind of stuff is being put before people. You get different versions of it depending on what age you are.
And is the slop element of it that you don't want this? Because I think I get a lot of AI slop as well. And what I get, I think it's because of my own personal algorithm, is loads of interiors and houses stuff, because I tend to watch
that kind of content.
Yes, yeah. People doing up houses all the time, because I like that.
Yeah.
But some of it is definitely AI. I know by looking at it, it's AI. I don't object to it overly, because I do it in a kind of a Pinteresty type of way. I go, oh, I like that look or whatever. So I don't care whether it's AI or not.
I think the danger is when it is putting information out there, and it's also the normalization of AI content. So we know from looking at surveys and studies that young people, so anyone under 25, they get their information from these social platforms. And so if people are consuming this content, they're normalized to it, that they're used to seeing AI faces, AI voices, they will therefore believe what is being put out there. And that is a dangerous precedent to set in the world of fake news, misinformation and disinformation. The other thing, and it's not just about disruption, it's also about money making as well. So we know that Spotify has removed over 75 million spam tracks from its platform alone. So Spotify, obviously the leading giant in terms of music streaming, they have found 75 million songs on their platform that were produced by AI. And if you, the listener, accidentally listen to it, or if you're searching for, you know, relaxing music to listen to while you're working, you're then giving revenue to these companies who have mass produced music in a matter of minutes, and it's taking the money out of artists' pockets. So there's a financial side of this, but the real issue I see with AI slop is just the misinformation and the normalization of AI content. It's not good.
God, we live in a crazy time. Look, thank you for that, Jess. That is, of course, News Talk's technology correspondent, Jess Kelly.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.